G'day, and welcome to Partaker's Christmas. Today we have a story told to me by Gloria. It is one of her Christmas memories entitled, How I Saved Christmas. The year was 1959. I was 13 years old and in the last half of 7th grade. I was born in October, so that meant I was a mid-term student starting school in January. Now everybody starts in September, regardless of when they were born. Anyway, Mum and Dad called my brother Paulie and me to the kitchen. We sat down at the table and Mum said, "This year, kids, we won't be having a Christmas tree. We can't afford it." She said we would have presents and all the goodies, but no tree. Paulie and I were heartbroken. How could we have Christmas without the tree and the lights? We told Mum and Dad it was okay and left the kitchen. We didn't talk about it much, but both of us were very sad. We contented ourselves with looking at trees in windows in the neighbourhood. As Christmas drew near, we just couldn't get into the spirit of Christmas. Our house was dark. It stood out like a sore thumb. We were the only ones in the neighbourhood without a Christmas tree. We prayed daily for a miracle. The week before Christmas, I went to my piano lesson at Mrs. Harold Werdine's house. From the sidewalk outside her house, I admired the beautiful tree she had in her picture window. I sighed and rang the doorbell. Mrs. Harold Werdine was all smiles as she welcomed me inside. She let me stand and admire her beautiful Christmas tree. It was so big and round and full of ornaments and lights. It was the most beautiful tree I had ever seen. We went downstairs for my lesson. I played through all my assigned songs, Christmas songs that she wanted me to learn. I didn't put much joy or spirit into the songs because I couldn't bring myself to be joyful without a Christmas tree. Soon my lesson was over and I put on my coat. Mrs. Werdine was walking me through the hall to the door downstairs. I didn't have to go back upstairs to go out. She had a door off the music room. As we were walking in the hallway, I noticed a Christmas tree leaning against the wall. Mrs. Werdine asked me if we had our tree up yet. "No," I told her. "We aren't having one this year. My parents can't afford one." Mrs. Werdine was aghast. "You don't have one," she said. "No," I said. "Well, well, you can have this one." I said, "What?" "You can have this one right here," she said. "Oh, Mrs. Werdine, I can't take your Christmas tree," I said. "It's okay," she said. "My husband and I were driving down the highway behind the Christmas tree truck, and this one fell off on the road. We stopped and picked it up. We don't need it, and I want you to have it." I stood there with my mouth open. "Oh, thank you, Mrs. Werdine. If you are sure, I'll take it." She helped me get the tree out of the door and onto the snowy ground. I put my books in one hand, got in front of the trunk of the tree and started dragging it behind me. I dragged that tree home through the snow for over 8 blocks to home. All the way, I didn't care how it looked for a gawky teenage girl dragging a Christmas tree behind her through all the snow. I wanted to jump all the way home. I was so excited, I tugged and tugged that tree home. When I got home, I dragged it up a bunch of steps and put it on the porch. Then I ran inside, shouting excitedly, "Mom! Dad! Paulie! Come quick! You've got to see what I brought home! Come on outside!" They had all thought I had lost my mind, but they hurried outside anyway. I opened the door and shouted, "I brought home a Christmas tree!" They all just stood there, mouths open wide, staring at the Christmas tree. Then they started cheering, "Hooray! Hooray!" And my brother, well, he was the happiest little kid ever. I told them about Mrs. Harold Werdine giving us the tree and that it had fallen off a truck in front of them on the road. They didn't care how it came to be. They were just thankful we had a tree. And that's how I saved Christmas, with a little help from Mrs. Harold Werdine. I loved her. She was a great piano teacher and a great lady. I will forever be grateful to her generosity and kindness to me over the years. Thanks for joining us for Partaker's Christmas. come back to www.partakers.co.uk, where every day there is something to celebrate about our God. Thank you.